The following program is a PodcastOne.com presentation. Okay, are you ready to shake things up?
Yes, I am.
Well, Caitlin Bristow is creating a space where girls
and gents
can feel empowered to be themselves. Because there's more to life than Instagram, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Now here's Caitlin.
So all I do is just say, welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and I'm drinking wine. And then I go into it.
Well, it rhymes. I like it.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Does it rhyme? Wait.
Wait, say it again.
Off the Vine, drinking wine. You're right. It does.
I like things that rhyme.
Yes, good.
Yay.
Very good.
But this is how stupid my brain is. I was like, oh, I'm going to say, welcome to the podcast. And then I'm like, no, he'll make fun of me and think that was dumb and I'm better than that, like you said earlier.
No, because you threw out a Fargo thing in your text to me.
Yeah.
And I mean, that I've been living that life for
See,
a
I'm
long
Canadian.
Time.
We don't have Wells Fargo in
oh,
Canada.
Really?
So to me, it's like a new thing. So I was like, haha, I'm going to call him Fargo.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, it's not funny. It's like, and then I told you about my NSYNC story. And then I was just like, I do the typical things that I think I'm being original and I'm not.
I know. I was interviewing All Time Low the other day,
yeah.
The band. And at the end of it, I was like, well, I got to say, this is an all time high to interview you. And they're like, we've heard that before. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Jerk.
Shut me down. All right. That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I always think, like, people don't know what the NSYNC story is. What's his name? Chris Kirkpatrick?
I don't know, man.
He was the guy with the funky braids in NSYNC, and I copied his hairstyle when I was, like, 16 years old. Googling?
Yeah, do you want me to?
Yeah, Google. Chris Kirkpatrick. Oh, I better know it because we're going on a double date with him. How did you spell it?
I had it, like, NYNC. I don't know.
Yeah,
and then
no.
It took it to, like, New York.
Yeah, no. No.
I'm proud of the fact that I don't know anything about
yeah,
this,
no, that's,
by the way.
You should be. You should be.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kirkpatrick. See, I was totally downplaying that. I knew how to say his last name, but I wanted to be like, I don't know things about NSYNC. But the interview was going so well, and I was just, you know, hanging out. I did one funny joke. He told me to hold my golf club at a 98-degree angle, and I was like, boy bands. He didn't even realize he did it. I was like, boy bands.
Really?
Yeah. And then at the end of it, I was like, well, I got to wrap up this interview, so bye. And I did the dance move
yeah.
and everything, and his face – I kid you not, he didn't even crack a smile. He didn't move. He just stood there frozen. And I went, oh gosh, it happens all the time, doesn't it? And he goes, yeah, I really wish I came up with a song that said, like, I'm going to mow your lawn. So that's what people kept saying to me. And I'm like,
is that a sexual innuendo?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't like that.
Yeah, I was
Chris
like,
Chris Kirkpatrick, let's bring it down a bit, all right? You're not yeah. JT over here.
Who was supposed to be there at the Topgolf thing.
Really?
Yeah, but he didn't show.
I heard he's doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl this year.
I heard he didn't want to see Chris Kirkpatrick. Just really? Kidding, I'm making up for this. Well, yeah, I heard that too. Super Bowl buzz.
So you know that NSYNC's going to get back together for that. Like
if
Beyonce's any indication of what happened a couple years ago and like all of a sudden Destiny's Child reunited.
Did they ever go? Not in my mind.
They were there.
They were?
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know.
And then I'm like, is he over the nip slip thing? Like, you know how we're talking about typical interviews?
Oh, yeah.
Interviews?
I forgot about that.
You did?
I mean, like, it definitely, like shaped a lot of my life.
I mean,
life.
It has been how many years ago? But, yeah, you didn't forget about it. It was always up there. In the...
Janet, man.
I know. So such a babe.
I know. And she had that remember, it was like a silver star around her areoli.
Well, was it – is that how you pronounce it?
Areola?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Is areola singular and then areoli plural, like alumni and alumnus? I don't know.
That's a good – like, moose? What's the plural for moose? Meese? Mooses.
Mooses?
I don't know.
You're Canadian.
I should know this.
This is up your alley,
I should
man.
Know this, but I don't. See, this is every podcast I have, I lose my train of thought within seconds. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the wine. I've only had a couple sips, which that's what I usually do. Pour my wine.
Oh, yeah. Do it. I got to say, like, I actually really like the Wellscome thing. That one's new.
Really?
That one's new. Like, I get like, Wells is here. I get that one a lot.
Yeah.
And like, all's wells that ends wells. I get that one
See,
a lot.
See, nothing rhymes with Caitlin, so I'm good.
Yeah.
You can't really play on Caitlin. It's just boring.
Yeah.
It's just Caitlin. Ugh. You know what my other joke was going to be? You totally ruined my intro, but...
I didn't feel like you haven't even done your intro.
Okay,
yet.
Fine. Let me do my thing.
Okay, do it.
Okay. Wellscome to Off the I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. And then I was going to say.
Yeah.
We have podcast host and Bachelor Nation fan fave in the house. Oh, and Wells is here too.
I like that.
Thank you. Oh, I'm getting a clap.
I liked it too because you had like your hands on your hips.
Yeah.
Like you were really kind of proud of
Yeah,
the whole
I
thing.
Really was.
Yeah.
And that's what it's funny because I, you know, we didn't go into it like that, but I'm glad I got to share my humor and,
yeah.
and the jokes. And I feel like this podcast is going to be full of bad jokes.
Yeah, but that's.
But bad jokes are good jokes.
Like I make my living mind. Off of bad jokes, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like you get paid for them.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Like my dad jokes are like that's where I live.
Yeah,
that's my sweet spot.
Yeah, that is. That's your home.
Yeah,
that's your home.
It's cuddly and warm and cozy.
Yeah,
I love
it. It feels right. It feels right. That's why I always say I'm like I'm getting paid to drink wine right now, and life could not be better.
I know. It's a an amazing life hack.
Yeah,
if you can figure it out.
If you can figure it out, if you can go on a show that has like a lot of views
mm-hmm.
and ratings, and you can come out of it like happy. And get paid to do, like, drink wine or do what you love?
I do feel like I'm the poor man's version of you, though,
mm-hmm.
from Bachelor World.
I agreed. I'm like, poor man's, yep.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not to my level, Wells.
I would have said male version.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. You were like the main focal point for. I've always been like the guy over here that's like cracking jokes and you know whatever.
But who doesn't want to be that guy? That's a good guy to be.
That's the guy to be.
That is the guy to be.
You
it's kind of nice to be on the sidelines being that guy.
Absolutely.
Like okay, I'm going there.
Go.
Typical interview question. Were you really supposed to be the Bachelor? Like, did you have contracts? Am I allowed to ask you this, or was that like? Social media rumors. What was going on there? Have you answered this question so many times?
Yeah, like I just wasn't the Bachelor. Like straight up, like I don't think I wanted that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally
like
get it.
To be fair, like
yeah.
Actually, I haven't really answered this. I was out doing press for like when we were after Paradise.
Yeah.
And everyone thought I was the Bachelor. Like that, everyone like assumed that was the thing.
Yeah.
That's why I was doing press.
Oh.
And. So I only said, like, I'm just not. I promise you I'm not the Bachelor. And they're like, well, that's what the Bachelor would say. He would lie about it.
That's
I was like,
something the Bachelor would say.
Like, you're right. I probably would, but
right.
I'm not. But no, like, it's funny. Last year they talked to me about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then like, Nick fell in their lap and, like, it all worked out, I guess.
Yeah. Face first he fell in
yeah.
their lap,
yeah.
begging them. Ew. Did I just go there? Yeah. Anyways, so.
I remember them talking to me about it last year,
yeah.
and I was like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm not that sure if that's my shtick.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was never. It never got to like, this is how much money we're going to pay you.
Right. Oh, okay. It didn't come down to like contract.
No.
Okay.
But I also don't know if. I don't know. I think I made it pretty. The bartender's the gig, dude. Like, I don't know if anyone gets it.
No,
like, that's
you're
the
right.
gig.
You're right.
It is. Like unless you're Harrison.
Yes.
The bartender's the gig.
You're like right below Chris Harrison on like Dream Jobs.
Yeah, because like think about it. I get to go on vacation for a month basically.
Yeah.
Work every like a couple hours a
work.
Day. Work. Yeah, but like really I'm like making drinks.
Yeah.
And like cracking wise.
Yeah.
And like I'll say like some things that people need to hear probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like I don't have to get engaged on TV.
And you don't need to worry about the drama or like what they could be – a situation they could be putting you in to like – and you're not hurting people's feelings.
Yeah.
Well, if you are, it's they need it. It's tough love. Tough love. But – You don't have to break people's hearts.
Yeah. And, like, I get to go – I think I get to go do it again, you know? Like, it doesn't stop
If I don't
me.
Steal your job, good thing ABC hates me because that will never happen.
Actually, I want nothing more than, like, someone else to come there and do it with
Can
me.
Can I be a guest bartender?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like, calling the shots, but like, I think it would be really funny if there was a wait – like, I wanted Alexis to be, like, the waitress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be funny.
You know?
Yeah.
Just because she's hilarious and, like – she's never going to get engaged on TV either. So be like,
yeah.
okay, you put on the apron and like you take the drink over to like that palapa and give it to somebody and say some crack wise. But anyways, about the whole Bachelor thing, I thought it was very flattering that people thought that I should be the Bachelor.
Well, yeah, people love you.
But like there is nothing about me that screams, like when I think of the Bachelor, I think of like mountain of a man, like 6'4", like pecs and like really cool hair.
Do you know who's the Bachelor right now?
Yeah, I don't, but I don't know him.
He's not like that.
Yeah, but he's like a race car driver. That's kind of cool, right?
Or remember like Ben, I can never say his last name, and I always say Flanagan-Nick. Remember that guy?
Bob
the Bachelor. Bob Guinea.
There's that guy. I don't know. But like when I think of the Bachelor, I think of like Ben, who's giant. And then also like Nick is like a very, like I realize these are your ex-boyfriends, but
know,
whatever. Like Nick like takes his shirt off and it's just like, Jesus Christ. When were you not doing crunches?
Right.
You know?
That's like, I don't want to ever break up with Sean because I think he'd be the Bachelor and I think he'd be the perfect Bachelor.
Really?
And I would die inside.
I also think that like you need to be kind of serious. Like I'm really amazed that like you did it because you're like the funniest. Like the,
go on.
You are hilarious. But you're so funny. But like I feel like that whole thing is supposed to be so serious, you know?
Yeah. My main thing is that I like to make people laugh. I'm very goofy. I'm weird. All that stuff. But I do have like that other side that people just don't really see very often.
Yeah.
But that's why I think – like, I don't think I'm a typical person to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And that's why Reality Steve said, Caitlin is too out there. She'll never be the Bachelorette. Because I really feel like I'm not the girl next door. I'm not, like, your all-American sweetheart. And I think that is what they go for, typically.
Yeah. Definitely. For my season, I think, for sure. I think JoJo was definitely that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, I don't want to be the Bachelor.
So when it's all said and done, if they did ask you, you would say no.
I would probably be like, think about it, but can I still be the bartender?
Yeah. You'd be like, wait, how much money are we talking here? Because I could treat this as a business.
Also, like, I don't know if I think it's that much money.
Well, you get a good lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like that's what like Luke did, and like that didn't work out.
I know.
Well, you know?
They gave the line to me when I brought like an entertainment lawyer into it. They said, oh, you fooled us. I thought this was going to be about the love for you. And I was like, oh, come on. Like, this has to be worth it for me in that way, too, if things don't work out.
Yeah, totally.
I'm taking a lot of time. I just took a lot of time off. I was working like 3 jobs before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I always say, girls got to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's a ridiculous thing for someone to say. Because if they were in your place, they would do the exact same thing. Or if it was their daughter, they would be like, let me introduce you to like Ari Rosenbaum, the greatest lawyer, entertainment lawyer in L.A.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. Okay, do you like this wine that we've been drinking?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a Pinot Grigio because that's my favorite. But the beautiful part about Bright Cellars Winery is that they actually will send you numerous different wines. They send you 4 to your door. I'm all about convenience. And they are delivered directly to you, 4 personal wine bottles sent to your door each month. You do like a fun 7-question quiz.
Yeah.
And like, what kind of coffee do you like? What kind of chocolate do you like? And they kind of discover like your flavor palette. And then your wine concierge, which is so fancy, will pick you certain bottles. Yes, that you will enjoy. And if you don't like it, they'll help you find a replacement. There's wines from all over the world. So it's not just like one specific one that you keep getting to your door. It's wines from Italy, Spain, Portugal, South America. And you want another hookup?
Yeah, I do.
You can get 50% off your first box of wine. That's a big deal, like half off. If you go to brightcellars.com/offthevine.
I like the idea of the questionnaire. Like, what kind of coffee do you like?
Yeah.
What kind of flowers do you like?
Yes.
And I can imagine you being when they're like, what kind of wine do you like? And you'd be like, yes.
Yeah. No. It's what kind of wine?
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
You had me at wine.
Yes.
Yes. All of the above. All of it. Okay. So every podcast I do confessions.
Yeah.
And like I'll go there. I say like really embarrassing things that happened to me. And it's called Caitlin's Confessional Booth. Get it? Because my last name is going to be Booth. Play on words. and then we confess to each other and we get it out off our chest and then we cheers with our wine and we wash away our sins.
Can you pour some more wine for me?
Oh my gosh, of course. The wine is always flowing on Off the Vine.
The problem is that you've chosen the other like – borderline functioning alcoholic to have on your podcast today.
Yeah, it makes me feel a lot better about my life.
Good, okay.
To have you on.
Yeah.
and share my...
Like, I have my stuff together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
you like the drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Don't make you bad people.
Okay, so what is it?
Okay, so my confession is not... I'm almost proud of this one,
yeah.
But it's also embarrassing.
Okay.
So last night, I had quite the night.
Mm-hmm.
And around, I can't remember what time, like one maybe, we went to Honky Tonk Central.
Mm, get it.
Yeah. And I was like in a place where I shouldn't have even gone. Like Sean should have taken me home at that point. And so we get there and I just wanted to leave and get hot dogs so badly that we did. And I ate 3 hot dogs. I ate Sean's and his dad's hot dog and didn't let them have a chance.
Why are you embarrassed about that?
It's more of a confession. That's why I said I'm proud.
Yeah.
But it's like I honestly just like murdered 3 hot dogs in the shortest amount of time. Okay, you're right. I'm not actually that embarrassed about that.
I love hot dogs. They're delicious.
They're so good. Have you had the ones outside of Honky Tonk Central?
Yes, I have.
They're amazing.
They're phenomenal.
And it was so worth it. Like, you know when you eat something and then you're like, oh, that was – I feel guilty about that?
No.
That was worth it to me. Those calories were worth it because it was so good. Okay, that's not a confession.
I don't think that's a bad one, especially if you've had a bunch to drink. That's just like staying alive.
Yeah, that's actually just like to function.
Yeah, that was to be honest with you, that was smart.
That was fuel and actually one of my better decisions. Yeah. now that we're talking about it.
You should
be
proud of this moment.
Okay, disregard what I just said. Do you have a confession? I'll think about another one.
Well, I watched the Netflix documentary What the Health recently.
Nope, you want to go vegan. Oh, no.
No, and then I watched it, and then you love hot dogs.
Yeah.
I do, too. I love bologna. Like, I love bologna.
Like, just a plain bologna sandwich or bologna on its own, or how do you like your bologna?
I'll eat bologna on its own.
What a funny name, too.
I know. And also,
you would like bologna.
I also hate the spelling of it. Like,
bologna.
Yeah, let's get it together, guys.
But it's kind of like, that's a really weird name for something. You might as well spell it weird.
Yeah.
Throw everybody off.
I just feel like bologna is such the drunk guy food. Because let's be fair, what it is, it's a hot dog.
I'm actually trying really hard not to laugh. The bologna in general is just really funny. Okay, go.
But all it is a flat hot dog.
Yeah.
It's the same meat, right?
You're right.
And so I think that it was like the total stereotypical like drunk guy food. And they're like, what do we call this? He's like, it's a bologna. And they're like, how do you spell it? Oh, B-O-L-O-G-N-A. And they were like, that doesn't work at all. And they're like, whatever, ship it.
You're right.
I know. I've thought about this a lot.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm not mad about it. I love bologna. And I know that like it's like.
But you want to give it up after watching this?
No, that's the thing. I know what it's doing to my arteries and it's going to give me like Alzheimer's at like 37,
yeah.
And my like aorta is like chocked full of crap, and I don't care because I love it
because of your true passion for bologna.
And like, there have been women in my life who have been like, I don't know if I can be with someone.
Are you bologna fingers?
No, yes, I will be bologna fingers. I'm not ashamed of it.
No, you shouldn't be. That's like me being ashamed of hot dog obsessions.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sorry, like. I consider myself a foodie, but gosh dang it. Like white bread, mayonnaise, American cheese, bologna.
What about a little spicy mustard?
I'll get in there with some spicy mustard.
Okay.
Maybe some pepper flakes. I don't know. So
if
maybe
you're
some sriracha.
Fancy. Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows?
Let's fry an egg on that thing in the morning. Oh.
That's, you know what? Now you're getting fancy.
Yeah.
Bologna does not. You can't wash out the taste of bologna with a fried egg. You need to really taste that bologna.
It needs. What? They can be married, you know?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Anyways.
They go together like cocaine and waffles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I think that's a movie quote.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I like to pretend I'm funny, but it's actually probably just a movie quote at the end of the day. Baloney. Now, you know what also is funny is when people say something's baloney, if it's like dumb. Oh, that's baloney.
That's ridiculous.
I'm bringing that back. I'm going to say baloney all the time now.
Yeah, but it's offensive to me as a man who thinks baloney needs to be taken seriously as a sliced meat.
Maybe we say it something good like, oh, yeah. Like if that's the bee's knees, oh, that's baloney.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
like
I'll do
that, it. Yeah, like that's the bee's knees, that's the tits, that's baloney.
Yeah,
man.
That's the baloney.
Mm-hmm, the baloney. All right.
Okay, you know what? Everybody listening out there, I know there's a few of you. Recycle that.
You think that everyone hasn't punched out of this show already?
5 minutes of baloney, and they're like, you know what? I'm out.
We just did a 7-minute segment on baloney, all right?
I hope that sticks.
Well, and I think you can, like, kind of judge someone a little bit. You can, like, get a good read on someone how they feel about bologna. Because yeah, if they're turning their nose up to bologna,
yeah,
then they've been living with the silver spoon up their ass, like, their entire lives.
You're right.
You know?
People who eat bologna have confidence.
Yeah, and you know what? They've come from nothing and yeah. made themselves something, all right?
You're right.
They pulled themselves up from their bootstraps.
You're right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm not even being funny. I'm like, you're right.
Yeah. It's delicious. Have you ever had a fried bologna sandwich?
Yes.
It's delicious.
You're right.
Dude,
it is.
Okay, I don't even know if you know about Robert's Western World downtown in Nashville. But,
no.
Oh, first of all, best honky-tonk in Nashville.
What? What's it called?
Robert's Western World.
How have I not been there?
Okay, so it's like an old rockabilly
one. And they
have
bologna?
They have the thing called the Recession Special, which is a fried bologna sandwich, chips, a beer, and a shot for $5.
Like, I can just feel your energy and the passion that you have when you're speaking about bologna.
Yeah.
Like, I feel it over here.
You know why? Because bologna is the bologna.
Yep. That's what it is. And we just made that 7-minute segment of bologna into a 10.
We're 30 minutes into this podcast, and we've done three segments.
So far, we've covered bologna and you being the bachelor.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's good
stuff. Okay, fine. That's your confession that you like bologna. I like it.
What's my – I don't know.
No, that's good. That's good. I like that confession.
Yeah.
I can't think of one now because I'm like
– Is it usually like a back and forth?
Oh, it can be if you can think of more.
I'll do this one. I wash my hair twice a week maybe.
Oh, once for me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. No. And this is makeup from last night.
Yeah.
I try and recycle.
Looks great.
Thanks. I think so too. It was professionally done, so I like to sleep like a vampire so that my makeup doesn't move.
Really?
And then I can recycle it the next day. I'm greasy like that. Okay, that's my confession. I'm greasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a good amount of grease is good. I think you need that.
It keeps you healthy and grounded.
Yeah, right? It's bologna.
Like a bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
It's like a greasy bologna fried sandwich. Okay, that's mine. I'm greasy.
I am too.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay, well, cheers to it. Wash away our sins. That I don't really feel like our sins.
No, I think we're just winning at life.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyways, I was going to talk about you being the bachelor next, but that's gone. No, I need to go back to it, actually.
Okay.
You were with Peter in Vegas.
I was.
Now, I'm trying to like get secrets out of you. I'm like, who am I? I'm that girl. Did he really turn down being the bachelor?
He was kind of cagey about like, I think what exactly happened.
Yeah.
I don't think that he really wanted to be the bachelor. That was kind of my takeaway.
Yeah.
And I think that I didn't know what to make of that guy like going in because I had seen like that he had put on his high school yearbook that he like wanted to be the bachelor.
Right. And it, like watching it as a viewer, you could have thought, oh, he really is trying to be the bachelor.
Yeah. Totally. Right.
Yeah.
Like because he's like, I don't want to get engaged or whatever.
But he's like, still being like very lovable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I just don't know about this guy.
Yeah.
And like to be fair, like that world is full of like douchebaggery. So I just wasn't sure.
The douchiest of baggeriest. Yes. Whatever. Yeah.
Like the fact that like I was cast like says something about me, I think, as a person.
Huge douchebag.
Yeah, I know.
No, you're right though. Yes.
But I met him and I really liked him.
Yeah.
Like a lot, actually. Like a really cool dude.
Yeah.
I think he's really grounded. He's like Wisconsin, so he's like not a part of the glitz and glamour of L.A. or New York.
And he doesn't want to move there?
I don't think so. Like, he's got his thing. The only thing I just took away was he was just like, I don't know about that. You know, like, I don't know if I'll be the Bachelor.
Oh, okay.
I think that they wanted him to be the Bachelor very badly.
Yeah.
And
which is so crazy because I can't – when people turn it down or, like, think about turning it down, I always wonder if they are not thinking about, like, a paycheck. Like, if they really are thinking about, like, the process.
Well,
which is crazy.
So, and I think that actually that's what I think he was thinking about.
Yeah.
Because I think also he was like ripped apart from what happened to him with Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, so what I took away from like hanging out with him, I was like, I think that he just has a lot more like moral fortitude than I think I ever would.
Really?
You know, I don't think it was about paycheck for him. I think it was like, wait, hold on, I got to get engaged at the end of this thing?
Right.
Like, what if I don't like her?
Okay, and that's really cool because then it makes me feel like he was really just being honest on the show and being true to his feelings. And okay, good. I like hearing that.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is Ashley I is in love with him now.
I do. everyone is in love with him. And he's so oblivious to it.
Oh.
Which is hilarious. Like, I was with Dean and Peter,
yeah,
who are both the most beautiful, and Ben. They're like, I was like,
you know, you really brought down the group average.
Like, do you remember that thing in Sesame Street? It was like, one of these things doesn't belong like with the other. And I was like, hi, guys.
It's me, Wells.
You remember me, wacky bartender. Waka, waka, waka.
You're right.
See, this is why I should never have been even like talked about being the Bachelor. Because I walk next to them, I'm like 6 feet tall, and I'm like, how tall are these freaking dudes?
Are they tall?
Dude, well, you know Ben's tall.
Yeah.
He's like 6'4", and I think like Peter's probably 6'3", and Dean's probably 6'2", 6'3".
Oh, really?
So I was always like, look at these Adonises. But anyways, like Peter's like that guy that like was so oblivious to like everyone thinking that he was like the baloney, you know? And
yes. Thank you. That was a perfect opportunity. Yep. You took it, and it really landed.
Yeah, it did, right?
It landed.
Yes.
Nice work.
Anyways, so and I think that was also like what was charming about him to me was that like he just didn't even know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I do like that. Yeah, because there are a lot of douche canoes.
There are.
In that world. And people get very self-absorbed from the attention. And I'm assuming he gets a lot of it. So good that it didn't go to his head.
But I don't know if he does because he does live in Wisconsin or wherever.
What does that mean? Is that like not a...
I don't know. Like I can't imagine like...
But I'm Canadian, so I'm like, where's Wisconsin? Is that like a thing that people like don't watch TV out there or something?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying like in terms of like getting your head blown up,
right?
You know? Like go to LA for like 15 minutes right after everyone thinks you're supposed to be the Bachelor. And he's like, he might be a completely different person.
Right.
He was like thrown into like a time capsule and like preserved as like the beautiful little boy, you know?
Oh man, he would have been a good Bachelor.
He would have been like. So I said it. I didn't tweet it out because I didn't want it to seem like I was pandering. Because people used to tweet that about me, and I was like, shut the f up. But like, Peter was the Bachelor that that America needed, but like didn't deserve.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, Dean was the Bachelor that, like, America deserved to be
right,
there.
Right, totally.
You know?
Yes.
I love Dean to death, but, like, that's who America deserved.
Dean was so funny to me because he was never someone that stood out to me. This is nothing against him, but, like, I didn't get the hype because I was like, he just seems like such a young boy to me.
Yeah.
He just seems like Paradise, totally get it.
Yeah.
But Dean as the Bachelor or all these girls just swooning over Dean, I was like, seems like a young boy to me who doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah, but I think you got to remember like what the demo is. There's a lot of young girls watching that show.
Yeah.
And so like the 23-year-old guy is like right in their wheelhouse.
How old is Ari?
Well, I thought he was really old. I felt really bad when
the gray hair threw you off.
Yeah, it did. So when it got announced, I was like, is it going to be kind of weird that like this like old dude's dating like a bunch of 23-year-old chicks?
And then you realize that Nick is actually older than Ari?
Then I realized I was older than Ari.
What?
Well,
no, you're not.
I'm 33. I think he's 33 or 34.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's around there. After that, I was like, ooh.
I just forgot my own age because when you said you were 33, I knew you were a year older than me. And I was like, wait, that doesn't make sense because I'm like 30 or am I 31? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm 32.
Are you 32?
I'm 32.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You look great.
Thanks. Yeah. So do you.
Thanks.
I feel great, so.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's because we've been drinking wine.
It's because the bologna hasn't kicked in yet to our health. Okay, are you like a healthy kind of guy? I know you like your bologna, but do you like healthy foods?
Yes, I do.
Okay, have you heard of Daily Harvest?
No, what is that?
It's superfoods straight to your door. Are you noticing a theme here that I like?
You like stuff just sent to you because you're lazy.
Exactly. But I'm healthy at the same time, so it balances it out.
Yeah.
But I just like when things are delivered to my door and they just show up and I'm like, cool.
There it is.
And this, you get to choose from smoothies, activated breakfast bowls, or nice cream.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Vegan ice cream sundaes.
I was with you.
You watched the documentary.
I did watch What the Health.
So there you go.
Have you had the nice cream?
Yeah, it's delicious. This is the best part about having, you know, doing these reads and finding out about these companies is that I want to, if I'm going to talk about them, I want to know that I like it.
Yeah.
So they send it to me. I get to enjoy it and then talk about it because if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't talk about it.
I feel like if I had nice cream and I liked it.
You'd talk about it.
I would just eat all of it until like
until it wasn't good for you.
It was no longer healthy for me.
Until it's not nice cream anymore. It's mean cream.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a single serving cup that you heat up. It's what do you do in 30 seconds? What can you do?
Well,
I'll tell you what you can do. Gosh, you can just add water. Okay. Or you can add other liquids such as coconut milk, almond milk, actual milk, whatever the heck you want. You just heat it up in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Everything's organic and looks as good as it tastes. So you can get 3 free cups in your first box if you go to dailyharvest.com with your promo code, you guessed it, Vine.
Nice.
See, now I have notes and I've just gone that I like that I've gone all over the map, but now I've lost my notes. Oh, I know. This season was the first season I ever watched Paradise. And so I was watching, and the whole, I don't know, what do you guys call it, for the tell-all? Like, it wasn't women tell-all or men tell-all. It was the Paradise, like, live thing.
Yeah, well, that was new for this season.
Oh,
just
it was?
Because they were trying to fill time because we had such a short production schedule because of the stoppage.
Oh, okay. So I could just tell, like, I felt bad for Dean.
Yeah.
When he was, because you could tell he was just like, he knew he screwed up. And he's just like, you know, again, young guy, doesn't know what he wants. And I knew Christina, like, just seemed like such a badass chick and so cool. And, like, her accent is everything.
Yeah.
And you could just tell, like, there was love between them, but also that he just felt like an idiot.
Yeah, he did the thing that, like, every young guy does is, like, all of a sudden, a hot girl walks by. Oh, look at that. You know, like, he just did that.
Yeah.
So Dean has lived a really tough life, right?
Yeah,
like, he lost his mother. Like, he's kind of estranged from his father.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also like this really good looking guy and a really sweet guy.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have made excuses for him for a very long time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's to his disservice.
Yeah.
Because he has never really probably had to answer for bad mistakes.
Yeah.
Because people can be like, give him a break, dude.
Right.
Like, he's been through a lot, you know?
Right. Right.
Or he does something stupid and he can bat those big blue eyes.
Exactly.
And every girl's like, I don't even care. What were we talking about?
Yeah. I'm back in.
My vagina's dancing now, you know? Oh, my God. Those eyes are the baloney. So I think that he's never had to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he had to deal with it, but he had to deal with it with, like, national television.
Which is so difficult because people are ruthless.
Ruthless. Right?
And don't care what's happened to you in your life, and they are not afraid to tell you.
Yeah. And I think in the moment, and while it was happening, like in the moment and then like afterwards and then like watching it back, I think those are probably the most painful things for that dude to experience.
Totally.
But I think it was probably the best thing that could have ever happened to him.
Yeah, I agree. And he'll probably learn so much from it. And that sounds like he is.
I think he did. Like, I honestly, like, it was, I think it was a very pivotal moment for Dean.
Yeah, I agree. That's cool. And you know what? It sucks that he had to live it out on national television.
Yeah.
But it probably will do him a lot of favors.
Honestly, like, I don't know if I think the show makes a lot of people better people, but I think
some
people it does. Mm-hmm. Some people are so delusional that they think that their edit was so terrible. No, you're just kind of a douche, dude. Sorry. Like, that's just how it is.
I know.
You know? But, like,
there's only so much an edit can do.
You can't, like, use TV magic to, like, make someone say something that they didn't say, you know?
Well,
like,
you kind of can.
Well, you can. You can. But you should also be smart and always say someone's name right before you talk about them.
Yeah, it's tough because even on Paradise, I was listening to, like, the tone of the voice.
The audio, yeah.
Yeah, where it's like all of a sudden you don't see them talking and there's just some B-roll.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden their voice is like, yeah, she's really hot and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, that was like cut and pasted.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, for the most part.
But I totally agree with you.
For the most part, like, that's who you are, you know?
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
So I think I'm really happy for Dean because I think that, like, I think it was a really good thing for him. That's all. That's my take on it.
I think he probably would agree with you.
Yeah, we talked about it, like, ad nauseum in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that sucks. Like,
yeah.
It, you know, like, I wouldn't wish that on, like, anybody.
Yeah.
But also, like, it doesn't matter.
And people forget so quickly.
So quickly. They have no concept.
Yeah, no. And people, like, in a year, people will be like, oh, wait, what?
What?
Dean was on Paradise?
Yeah.
It's crazy how easily people forget.
Yeah.
Unless you're really thirsty and you stay relevant. Like me with a podcast. Everybody has a podcast.
I know.
What is it about Bachelor people are like, we all have
one. I got one.
I know.
I try. Yeah.
What is yours called?
Your favorite thing. You want to do it right now?
Okay.
What is your favorite thing, like, this week?
What do you mean?
Like, what's your favorite Netflix show? What's your favorite Instagram follow? What's your favorite...
What's your thing this week?
Comedian. I don't know. Whatever.
What's
your favorite wine?
Oh, gosh. I have so many.
Yeah?
I don't have one favorite.
You don't?
No, I don't. Well, no, I don't.
Okay.
I honestly, my thing right now, what's my favorite thing? I feel like...
Is it bologna sandwiches?
No. I feel like it's home decor right now. I'm really invested in my home and looking at like Pinterest on like home stuff because we bought a house.
Yeah. I get it. I just bought a house to Airbnb.
Yeah.
And,
Dude,
I'm all about it. Like that's fun.
Wait, that's a big job.
I know. I got my brother doing all
that
crap.
Okay.
That's his job.
I just talked to somebody who did the same thing and she's talking about like the taxes and everything. I won't get into that.
Yeah.
We don't talk about taxes on Off the Vine.
Taxes?
That's stupid.
We need to talk about the fact that, like, I, for a very long time, have said that I was on your season and not JoJo's season.
Yeah, okay, tell me about that.
I told you this at the Evan and Carly's wedding.
Yeah.
I think that's where it was.
It was, yeah.
There was just a lot of, like, I'm not going to name names and stuff, but, like, there were these guys from my season who, at the time, were totally cool.
Oh.
And then when the show ended...
They were hashtagging their own name and making t-shirts?
Yes. And I was like, I don't want to be involved in this.
No.
So I just started telling everyone that I was on Caitlin's season.
And I feel like that would make sense. They'd be like, oh, they're both funny. Who do you think's funnier, me or you?
I don't know. You are pretty funny. I'll give it to
you. I am.
You are.
Thank you for your honesty.
You're also very humble, which is a great thing to have.
Yes. I hate agreeing with compliments, but I'm really trying to be better at that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yes, I am. Thank you. I think you're – okay, here's what I think.
Yeah.
I think I'm like – I'm funnier in a way where it's funny that I'm a female and have, I feel like, kind of a dude's sense of humor.
Definitely.
So I think I'm funnier just because I'm a girl. And you're like, you're just a funny guy. There's lots of funny guys.
Yeah. That's true. I'm like, that's a dime
not in our
dozen.
World, but like,
yeah,
you know,
I agree. I think that you are funnier than me. I also think that like, if I actually was on your season, I don't think that it would have worked between us.
No, we would have just been like brother and sister, like bantering movie quotes and like being funny.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I can't date this dude because he would never take a back seat to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would never have worked, but I would have loved to be on the season because I feel like you would have floated me for like at least like up until hometowns.
Well, yeah, because you would have had great like commentary and you would have been great in like the ITMs.
Yeah.
No offense, Tanner. I don't think you listened to my podcast.
But it worked out for him, all right?
It did. It worked out for him. But that was totally their like, let's keep JJ and Tanner around because they're good in ITMs.
Really?
They've got funny one-liners. And I was like, okay. And then you know that they like had other plans. Not for JJ because he's like not even going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But Tanner, you know, like he's a good guy and he's funny.
Yeah.
And
he is really funny.
Yeah. He's awesome. And so I feel like they knew he was going to go Paradise.
Yeah.
So they were, you know, buttering him up for
God,
it.
I remember doing JoJo's season and there's a producer that like also does Paradise.
Yeah.
And I was in the middle of it and she was like, hey, well, I got to go back home to LA to like get ready for Paradise.
Yeah.
And it was like, Wells, hope I get to see this summer. And I was like, I'm still doing the show. What the F?
You're like, that was the moment where you're like, oh,
like I have no chance here. And it was like kind of earlier on. Like we hadn't like left the country yet. I remember being like, okay, I've got no shot here.
Yeah.
So then it was just like a war of attrition. Like, let's just see how long I can last here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because apparently I got no shot.
You went into survival mode.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I was just like, what do you guys want me to do? You want me to do
I'll
puppetry?
Do yeah.
I got that in my bag.
Yep. I'll pull it out for you. That's amazing. That's like when Chris Soules dumped me in Bali on his season. And I got in the limo and I was like crushed and also humiliated. And I was crying, trying to get my seatbelt done up. And Elon is the one in the other seat interviewing me. And mm-hmm. he goes, so, Paradise?
Yeah, really?
And I was like, you dick.
Wow.
That's what he said right off the bat. And then I was like, not now, Elon. Like I was upset that he even said that because then I was like, I got my own head. I'm like, is that why I was here?
Yeah.
Are they going to make me seem like a crazy person? Is that what my edit is going to be? Because I am.
Yeah.
So like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you are a little crazy.
I'm crazy. Yeah. They could have made me a crazy girl on the show, and I'm like, great, and then I'm going to end up in Paradise?
Yeah.
My dad would hate me?
But now Paradise is, like, respected.
Well, it's, yeah, it's so legit.
Actually, I don't know after this last season. It kind of maybe in a tail dive, but still.
Eh. This is the first season I watched.
Yeah.
But the whole, like, trailer for it was a lot worse than what it actually was.
Yeah. It wasn't, yeah, whatever.
I don't know. I thought it was good. I thought it was a fun season. I really like Raven.
I do too.
She was Paradise.
Yeah, and she like narrates the whole thing. Like it's so funny because I lived it and I was like, I wonder who's gonna be the person. Mm-hmm. For a long time, I thought it was Alexis because she's like really really funny. But Raven also got to have like a different storyline too because on Nick's season, she was like, "Woe is me! I'm the girl from Hoxie, Arkansas, and I've never had an orgasm." Yada
right.
yada yada.
Right.
And then she comes to Paradise and she's like...
She was like so sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she got to like have like a different narrative, which was great, which I think is after like now becoming good friends with her.
Yeah.
Like that was much more of who she really
right.
is.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I always forget where these people come from and what seasons they're on. And I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch that one.
Why? Because you didn't want to watch Nick on TV again?
Yeah.
Is that one? Okay. That's fine.
Yes, yes actually.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah. Just being honest.
I mean, I like Nick, and I was also like, enough.
I don't have anything against him. Nothing. But yes, I agree with you. It's like, we get it. You like being on TV. Which is now I'm like, what's he going to do?
I don't know. I know that I think that he and I are background dancers for Ben in a lip sync battle coming up here.
Yeah. Why do I not get to do a lip sync battle? I feel like that would
I
be
don't
my
know.
Thing.
Rachel, he's going against Rachel.
I know.
Yeah, you should do it. To be honest with you, I should do it. Ben is.
We should do it.
We should, like, to be honest, yes, to be fair, we should be the ones doing this.
Yeah.
Because I'm so, yes, I realize that everyone loves Ben. But, like, he's too nice.
But wait, everybody loves Ben, but he's so unlovable.
I know. That was a funny... I remember... So, I wasn't in this world before.
Yeah.
But I lived with my sister for a couple years. Mm-hmm. I was saving money for a house. I lived in their basement. And then, as you know, every Monday night, we would watch Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I remember walking up and watching that season and saying, unlovable. What do you mean unlovable?
He's breathtaking.
He's a beautiful specimen of a man, and he's like 25. What are you talking about unlovable?
I know.
Literally, no one's never not loved you.
Yeah. It's his thing.
I know. And then he does the thing where I love Ben. I really do.
Oh, he's amazing.
He does the thing where he like really connects with you,
yeah.
Which is kind of annoying because you're like,
yeah.
I'm like telling you all my secrets right now, and
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I was about to say he should have a podcast. He does.
He does.
He does. Does he get people to spill secrets because they like confide in him?
I don't know, but I've been on that podcast and it was a phone call. You got to be like in the room with Ben.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I just feel like you got to be in the room for a podcast. I did one over the phone and I did not feel.
No, they're the worst.
Yeah.
Phoners. It's like in the radio world.
Phoner.
We will never, unless it's Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Or right. something like that, yeah. We will never do a phoner because it sucks.
You must get some like serious people in here because of Nashville.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Dynasty?
Like the.
Not Duck Dynasty.
Like the soap opera, Dynasty.
Yeah. Oh, you know this?
Yeah. I'm an American.
Oh, right? I'm not.
I know. Do you guys not have soap operas in Canada?
Yeah, like Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's American.
Okay. So what you're saying is you like soap operas.
I don't hate them. Like, I grew up, like, I have two older sisters and a mother that, like, loved daytime soaps.
Yes, I grew up loving them. I would make my mom record while I was at school. This one, Dynasty, the powerhouse soap opera of the 80s, is back.
It's back?
It's back in full force. From the CW with the producers of Gossip Girl.
Ooh. XOXO.
Yep. And the OC. Who didn't love the OC?
What?
Best show of all time.
Who'd you, Misha?
Or Summer. Summer.
Yeah, me too.
Big Summer guy. Yeah. The Carringtons are a family that has it all and will do anything to get more. Blake Carrington rules the dynasty with an iron fist with his daughter, Fallon, ready to take over the family business Until Crystal.
Oh, snap.
Her father's gorgeous young fiance shows up and is just as ambitious as Fallon.
Is.
I like the name Fallon. It's cool. This time the women are bosses as they fight not over men, but for business and family. That sounds dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
For the Carringtons, those are the same thing. New episodes every Wednesday after Riverdale, only on the CW.
Get into Riverdale at all?
I want to.
It's good.
Is it?
It's not bad, yeah. I like it.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey there, I'm Victoria Shade, the host of PetMD's Life with Pets, where we celebrate pets and the people who love them. Each week on the show, I'll explore a different facet of pet parenting, from troubleshooting challenges like litter box problems to dealing with muddy paw prints on the couch to learning all about how you can help dogs and cats by fostering. You'll hear from amazing guests, and on most episodes, you'll also hear from Millie, my studio pup who likes to snore in the background. We've got new episodes launching every Monday, so make sure to listen exclusively at PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or at Apple Podcasts. And it would be great if you could rate and review the show so other pet parents can find it. That's PetMD's Life with Pets. Learn, laugh, and become a better pet lover along the way.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristowe.
Dude, do you know what I tweeted today?
What? Was it bad?
Dude, this is what's scary about Twitter.
What?
So today, I wrote... There are a lot of things wrong with this world right now, but the fact that Eric from Boy Meets World isn't really famous anymore is up there.
You're right.
At which point, Eric from effing Boy Meets World responded.
He did?
He did.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, and it made
me
feel
Eric
bad.
Wait, Eric or Corey?
No, Eric. Corey's older brother.
The handsome little devil.
Yeah, who's hilarious. He was so funny.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And he responded,
no,
and then
didn't.
I felt like a jerk. He was like, there's a lot wrong with the world. That's not one of them. I'm doing okay, though. And it was I'm not trying. All I'm saying is, like, I'm a huge fan of yours, and, like, you need to be, like, on a more prominent stage.
He's like, well, you should have just tweeted that then.
But that's what I was saying. Like, I wasn't saying that.
It's a valid point.
I wasn't saying that he's not famous.
Yeah.
I said... The fact that Eric from Boy Meets World isn't really famous.
Right. He's not like Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Tom Cruise guy.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
No, I hear you.
Anyways.
It's very valid, too. Like, I agree. I've never thought about that, but now that you mention it, why isn't he?
Feeny? Like, oh, my God. Like, that show is so great.
I still watch it.
Oh, my God. I should tell you my story about...
Okay. What is your story? Is it every guy in the world's story?
No. So 2 weekends ago, I'm like burning all my content for my podcast
yes.
for your... Stupid podcast. This is ridiculous. So
give it up.
So I was out in LA. I was presenting an awards show. It was for like this dog award show.
A dog award show?
Yeah.
Why was I not invited?
It was amazing. So it was called the Hero Dog Awards.
Yeah.
And it's for a lot of veterans who are suffering from PTSD and dogs.
Decker dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's other dogs that go to cancer wards and do all this crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give awards to dogs who are really giving it to their owners.
Aww.
So I was presenting at it.
That's so special.
And so one of the presenters, so at the presenter's table, it was Topanga.
Yeah.
This girl named Danielle. Her name's Danielle Fischel. So she's already there with her boyfriend. Then I stroll up And it's just
them
two. I need
to look up a picture of her right now, but yeah, go on.
She looks great still. Like,
she does.
Still hot. Like, still Topanga hot.
Oh, no way.
And I was like, oh, my God, that is Topanga. I'm sitting next to her. So
Which is like every guy your age's dream.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the span.
Oh, look at her. She's
great.
Such a babe.
Oh, God, the lips and everything.
Oh, everything. Everything.
So,
yep.
No one else is sitting there, but I don't have a date, so I go sit right next to her. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, is anyone sitting here? And they're like, literally no one's sitting at this table yet. So, like, you're weird, but whatever. So I sit down. And so, like, they're chit-chatting. Like, they're, like, doing their own thing. And then the food service comes. And I think she's a vegetarian. So she'd gotten her salad already, and she was eating it. By the time I got my salad, the guy comes around with the dressing. And he's like, hey, do you want some dressing? So then I go to her. I'm like, I got to have some, like, in here. So I was like, how's the dressing? Is it delicious? Should I try this? Or what should I do? So she was like, oh, it's great. And I was like, awesome. I was like, throw it out. Like, hit me, buddy. So, like, he throws on some dressing. And then I go, like, hard in the paint, like, fork into freaking lettuce.
Yeah.
And at that moment, a big splooge of freaking dressing flies up in the air, like, all dramatically, and it lands right on her presenter's gown, like, that she just walked the red carpet. And it wasn't, like, on the edge, like, down by her knee.
Now, was it, like, a vinaigrette, or was it, like, a creamy?
It was a creamy situation.
Of course
and it
was.
Wasn't, like, down, like, by the knee, where, like, it wouldn't be an issue. It was, like, right on, like, the chestal area.
Oh, right in her breasticles.
Right, right in the boobers, all right?
In the areolias.
Yes, in the area of the areolias.
Okay. Terrible.
By the way, Topanga's boobs, the baloney.
Yeah.
The best.
Topanga's boobs are the baloney. That will be my tweet after this podcast comes out. Yep.
So she turned to me and was like, what? What did you just do? And I was like, oh, my God. So do you remember that scene in Old School when Luke Wilson gets really wasted and he spills the coffee on the girl?
Yes.
And then he's like, I can fix this. And he's like drunk and he's like
trying.
And
that was you.
Yeah. So then like Lee Ramini comes in. She's like, okay, you've had enough. Stop what you're doing. And so I was like, I grabbed my towel and I was like going for her breast, like clean it off.
You're like, this is my chance.
And I was like, in the middle of it, I was like, oh, I can't do this. So I stopped. Anyways, so then I had to like spend like the rest of the night like kind of like buttering them up and like by the end of it like we are like best of friends.
What color was her dress?
It was black, I think. Or like it was a darker color.
It was a dark color that the creamy dressing would show up on.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Okay. That's an unfortunate but also fortunate situation because you spilled creamy dressing on Topanga's boobs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of almost touch and have a reason to look at her boobs.
I know.
And
mm-hmm.
you became friends.
I know. Exactly. And so like the good bit. You
great
know?
Bit.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm not mad about it.
No. You're making this podcast great with Baloney, Topanga, and
and Eric from – like I could seriously do like 50 minutes on like Boy Meets World if you really want to.
Well, we'll just have to do part two.
Yeah, next time. Yeah.
Or we can do this on your podcast.
Yes, I know. You realize that, by the way, your freaking assistant or whoever like reached out to like my like contact wells thing, which I very, very rarely look at.
Yeah.
And then I remember talking to her. I was like, why doesn't she just text me if she wants me to do this? And she's like, well, you know, I like to take care of all this. And I was like, that's all well and good. I will agree to it. But she has to come on my podcast.
Yeah,
and
that's fair.
So that's the rule here.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big dog, so I have people to reach out to your people.
Yeah, I don't have people, but I do respond in that email chain as if I'm somebody else, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
100%.
It's genius because if people know you're responding, they're going to know now, but
I know. Dang it.
No, you have people. Sometimes you respond as your people.
Yeah.
But yeah, because you got to seem professional.
Yeah, and like you want someone else to be the jerk for you.
Right. And you don't want people like if it was like a fangirl to go now email you about something and you respond and then they're like, oh, well, I'm going to keep asking dumb questions if it's Wells that's going to actually be responding to me because people are crazy like that.
Yeah.
They just want – they'll ask you anything. If you respond, your DMs must be a scary place.
Yeah, it's a weird spot.
It's a weird spot.
But it's not
enjoyable.
My DMs aren't like everyone else's DMs. I've seen some things. Like
I'm sure your eyes have seen some
things. I have been like across the River Jordan and seen some things, all right?
The river, is that like a Michael Jackson?
No, I don't even know.
Hold me,
I don't know.
Like the River Jordan.
If Jordan hadn't gotten engaged to JoJo, like I can only imagine like what his DMs would have looked like.
The DMs of guys that come off The Bachelor must be like I would love to do a segment on that. Can I go into your DMs?
Yeah.
Really?
But hold on, mine. I'm telling you, mine aren't that interesting. I don't care though.
I don't have to read the ones that you've responded to, but go to like the request DMs, yeah. And let me just see a couple, because I'm like, I guarantee there's so many.
It's just a lot of people responding like my story though, you know?
Okay.
It's a lot of like, oh, you're funny, or like, yes, you know, it's
okay,
not good.
I won't say names, but I live in Dallas, but I'm in town watching my girlfriend at blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can't say something that's out loud.
Is that one? Does she want to get into Miley Cyrus's show?
Yeah.
I know. I saw that one already.
Okay. I'm just going to scroll a little bit. This is going to lead me into my other segment that I do called Can You Not?
Okay.
Can you not? And you have to say it like as Valley Girl as possible.
Oh my God. Can you not?
But like you can't even recognize that you're saying can you not, because you're like, can you not?
I can do it. Can you not?
But I was thinking of doing like creepy fangirl edition, where mm-hmm. it's like, I respect and love all the people who support us and people that are loving and sweet, but the ones that like, oh no.
You got a good one. I don't have good ones, dude. I'm telling you.
No, there's some good ones.
I wanted to start an Instagram page called Slide In Them DMs.
You should.
Where you know how like Alon does like Tinder nightmares?
Like here, you just got a phone number. That's funny. Okay, yeah.
Let's call her. Let's put her on the hotline. Let's see what happens.
Oh my God, I want to. Look at two phone numbers in a row there.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, yeah. What were you saying? Tinder nightmares?
Well, yeah, you know how like there's that like Tinder nightmares or like what's the other one?
Oh my God, another phone number. Yeah.
My shitty family.
Yeah.
Those ones where it's just like
I just keep opening them and they're all phone numbers.
Yeah.
Like what are you gonna call her and be like, hey, saw your number in my DMs. Sup.
So I wanted to get like everyone from the Bachelor world to screenshot like the weirdest slide in DMs thing and then post those.
Wait, that's really good.
It's a really good idea, right?
Well, you should probably do it before this airs so that nobody else starts it.
I know.
No, you have to.
Okay.
What are you going to call it?
I want to call it Slide In Them DMs because I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. Like I have received a couple dick pics.
Have you?
In my DMs, yes.
I have two.
So I'm really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I know. I think I'm thin and like.
What does that mean?
I think that like. That
gets you dick pics?
I just think that like I'm like unthreatening. Ugh. I think gays love me. I'm thin, unthreatening, funny. You know?
They eat you alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, we could see him at play or wherever.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. Fun. My friend is going to buy me a shot of tequila if you message me back. I want to eat tacos and adopt dogs with you. You didn't respond. That was September. November. Hi. Passing through Nashville tonight. I would love to meet you. Mm-hmm. You don't respond. Yesterday. I mean, I stay sliding in your DMs, so what's one more? My phone number is. So speaking of dogs, have you heard of BarkBox?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah. So hold on, by the way. My dog, who has his own Instagram account, by the way.
Yeah, obviously, so does ours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tucker Doodle Dog.
Oh, mine's Carl the Bloodhound.
Okay.
He's got like a lot of followers. Anyway, so they hit me up and they were like, hey, Carl needs a BarkBox.
Oh, perfect.
So it's like FabFitFun, but for dogs.
Okay, this is perfect. I'm so glad you know about it. Yes, it's the monthly subscription service with dog toys and natural treats.
Yeah.
Your dog gets it.
He did, but he hasn't gotten it in a while. But now that I know that you've got the hookup.
I got the hookup.
All right.
I got the hookup. I have a discount code for you.
Do you? What is it?
They would probably give it to you anyways. But I just think Tucker loves it. But you can choose like your dog's size, how often you want deliveries. You can cancel at any time. Each box comes in a fun monthly theme like Pooh York.
Oh, nice.
which is hilarious. I like that. You can replace anything your dog doesn't like for free. Order anything your dog loves at any time. Free shipping in the U.S. And you can get a free extra month if you get a 6 or 12-month plan box. But, yeah, they'll hook it up for you if you go to BarkBox.com/Vine.
What's your promo code?
You go /Vine.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, because your promo code's Vine.
Right there.
Got it.
But yeah, that's okay. Let's do the can you not.
Okay.
Just so I just want to make it clear because people get very easily offended, as you know.
Oh, I know.
And I like being offensive sometimes too, like a healthy, like a reasonable area. You know, it's like a fine line where you can offend people and be funny. I'm not offending fangirls because fangirls listen to the podcast.
Totally.
Fangirls are the reason we are where we are and support us. But these are like the creepy, inappropriate ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so that like naked, nudie DMs.
Yeah.
Can you not?
No, can you please?
Wait, I forget I'm talking to a dude. Usually, now you're going to get a bunch.
No.
Usually, I'm talking to females.
Yeah.
And I forgot I was talking to a male.
Can you please?
Can you send like please?
More. Areolize?
Just can you? Now you're going to get like, you're going to get DMs of like girls with baloney. Over their baloney nips.
Yeah, like from Varsity Blues when she does like the whipped cream thing.
Oh, every guy's
But now
dream.
With baloney.
Yep, that would.
That might be worse, though. I don't know if anyone wants to see that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Okay, what do you have a can you not?
Of like when I meet people or.
Just like, do you ever have like a creepy experience where girls are like not okay?
Okay, I'll do like this.
Anything.
Here's the can you not?
Can like, you not?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't even.
The
thing that annoys me the most is when people say, and this is such a petty, stupid thing, and I realize it's coming from like a good place, but they're like, oh my God, I'm such a big fan of yours. Because you're not a fan of mine. Like, or when they'll say, like, oh my God, you're a big celebrity now.
Oh, yeah.
That annoys me too. Yeah. You're different. Because you were the focal point of a television show. I was just on this silly television.
I still don't feel like that makes me a celebrity.
There's a huge difference to me between a celebrity and someone who's recognizable.
Yeah.
So someone who's a celebrity has like a talent, right?
Right.
If you are a fan of my radio shows, then awesome. Then I'm a celebrity to you, I guess.
Yeah.
But if you're a fan of like me being on television, that was just me being me, you know, whatever.
Right.
You're just a fan of the fact that you've seen me on that television show and I was recognizable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So like I realize that they're trying to be nice, but it annoys me. And I'm like, no, that's not
You're like, can you not?
Yeah. Can you not?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And of course, if you – when people say you probably get this all the time. To like take a picture, like you probably get this all the time. But is it okay if I take a picture? Of course, you can take a picture with me. I realize that this is going to end so soon. I'm soaking all of it in. Okay?
I am riding the damn wave.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I have to remind myself to like not be, because I'm also a female where I'm like, I want to roll out of bed and go to the airport and not get my picture taken. But then I'm like, who am I to like be like, no, I can't take a photo.
Yeah.
These people are probably the people listening to this podcast, and I can't be like, no. So then I'm like, I want to be grateful, and I want to be thankful for them, but I'm also like, can you not, because I have no makeup on.
Yeah. No, I get that. It's different for you, for sure. But also, like, can I just say something? I said this to you at the wedding, personally, but I'm going to say it on your podcast.
Okay.
You did this thing while, which I thought was really great, where you were like, the Instagram and Twitter, and it's all full of like pictures with makeup and Photoshop. And I'm going to post a picture of myself with no makeup.
Yeah.
And it was really inspiring to a lot of women. And I thought it was really great. But I remember thinking, shut up, Caitlin. You're still hot. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I was still like, yes, you're still hot. I don't know what I guess there's a difference. There's a difference between guys and girls. I think most part guys are like, whatever. I don't know. I'm not sure there's a difference.
Yeah, I hear
girls,
you.
I think, are like, oh my God, her eye mascara was definitely. Can
totally.
You not with the eye mascara?
I think my whole thing was more about the principle of like what you see on Instagram with everything just so heavily edited and photoshopped and
totally.
Picture perfect and this like whole thing. Of what girls do on Instagram and guys too. And it was more of like, look, I posted a picture yesterday where I was like full makeup. I swiped right on the Snapchat filter that clears everything.
Yeah.
I was having the best hair day and I had the best lighting. And then I posted one the next day, no hair extensions, no makeup, same angle, same everything, just no filter, just to like prove a point that like, yeah, my skin did look flawless in that one photo. And in this one, I still have really good skin. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. You still look good.
But you know what I mean. No, it's the principle.
Yes, I thought it was a really wonderful thing. Yes. It was more of like a joke where I was like, Caitlin, shut the hell up. Like, what are you talking about? But I thought that was really good.
I will take that as a backhanded compliment.
Yes.
Shut up, Caitlin, but you still look good.
Okay, you still look great.
All I heard was you still look great. All right?
Yep.
Cool.
Here's something that really bugs me. Okay. Can you not? This is a can you not.
Okay.
I'll post a picture with, let's say, you. Yeah. If I post a picture with you, I get a ton of likes, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're great and wonderful, and I think the world of you. Then I'll post a picture of a dog that needs to get adopted.
Yes.
And it doesn't get as many likes. And I still think I look good. Like, it's a good picture. I look good in it, you know? And I'm with a puppy. Like,
yeah.
What's wrong? And
better than that.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that is pandering. But it doesn't get as many likes. And it annoys me because it's like, yeah. Well, this is like the one thing that I give a shit about.
Yeah.
You know?
It's because you have a passion and because you really care and believe in that kind of thing and you want to make a difference.
Yeah.
So when it's a pointless picture and you get more likes because it's somebody over something that you want to make a difference in the world with animals and being adopted and you don't get that, it's like, what's wrong with the world?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Or like, what did I not do right? Like, should I have posted it like on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock instead of like...
Oh, yeah, the high traffic time.
Yeah, you know, like I get that, you know? Yeah. I don't know, man.
No, I hear you. I get frustrated over a lot of that stuff too. I'm like, I'm trying to make a difference here.
Yeah.
Like, appreciate it and help me out. Or people, you know, like if it was like, hey, I'll call you if you donate a dollar to this charity, and then they will.
Yeah.
But like, just donate the dollar. It's really easy and you're like going to make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that comes with having some sort of following on Instagram. You're able to do these things, but you have to like bribe people to do it.
I know.
It's so bizarre. How bizarre.
I was thinking the same song. It's so
weird. I could
weird.
See it going. Yeah. I could see the wheel spinning in your head and you were singing it.
I was.
Did you know that the singer of How Bizarre died?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yep. How bizarre.
Is that right?
I don't know. There was something.
That's In Excess that did that. I don't know.
I don't even. Yeah, you have the big. I have like a cracked computer or computer.
God,
cracked.
Look at your.
Don't you think that says a lot about my confidence that my phone is just shattered and I haven't fixed it in weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so like if I'm single.
Yeah. Wait, are you?
I'm talking to somebody.
Okay. Bachelor related?
No. Okay. I made a rule a while ago, actually, that I don't. Date in the Bachelor world.
But what if you really like her?
That's fine. Then I'll break those rules.
I'll break those rules.
I don't care.
real strict rules you've got for you. Yeah.
They're more like guidelines, all right? It just sounds so much cooler to say, like, I made a rule that I don't do this.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear you, yeah.
Like, I cannot.
You cannot even.
So, what was I talking about?
Dogs?
No.
Cracked phone screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So when I was single.
I triggered it.
And I was and I was talking to a girl, and I was like, all right, this girl's like really pretty, and like maybe like we'll like hook up a little bit later. If their phone was like destroyed, I would be like, that says a lot about like who they are.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if like I feel safe going home with you.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought you were digging it because you're like, you know what, this chick doesn't give – No,
like it's very reckless abandonment.
Okay.
You know?
You're thinking like aggressive, she's aggressive, going to hurt you.
Yeah, or who knows?
Okay.
Like who knows what's going on in that girl's mind where she's just like willy-nilly letting her phone fall and just cracking all over the place.
Right.
You know, she doesn't have her priorities in the
right. She doesn't have the money to fix it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like what's happening?
Right.
Terrifying. So if I saw you in the bar and we were chit-chatting and I saw your phone, I'd be like—
You'd run.
I'm out!
Really?
Yeah.
You are very particular.
I was looking at how bizarre.
That's what you're doing. You look for anything to run, don't you? You're like, oh, crack screen, I'm out.
Yes. Yes.
How can I not commit to anything? I'm out.
Don't judge me.
No, but I'm not. Oh, this one excites me. It's called Yum Earth. They sent me, obviously, to my door. Love that convenience.
By the way, Caitlin hasn't left her house in 3 years.
And since 2004. I love it. It's just so convenient. I've got a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
I've just got an everything tooth, sweet or salty, but I love candy.
I've got a food tooth.
This is actually perfect for Halloween. So it's gluten-free, nut-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. You know how the kids love those these days? It doesn't use artificial colors, flavors, or corn syrup. It's flavored by real fruit juice, lollipops, fruit snacks, licorice, and in time for Halloween, candy corn.
Dang, man.
I know. So that's also, it helped me big time because now I have candy to hand out and I feel good about handing it out.
Oh my God, you're using this candy?
Yeah.
You're re-gifting?
Yes.
You can't re-gift for Halloween.
It's a gift that keeps giving. It's candy for kids. The parents will love me.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything's in snack size to keep you from enjoying too much.
It's good.
It really doesn't stop me. It's that good. It tastes good and you can pronounce everything on the label, which I appreciate. I'm not a good reader. Yeah. Anyways, so.
I've noticed.
Yeah, thanks. You can get 15% off your first order if you go to yumearth.com with promo code VINE. Do you want to answer some questions and then I guess we'll wrap it up? Do you want some more wine?
I mean, I'm out.
You know what?
Just a little bit, though, because I want you to have some. No. Okay.
I thought about bringing two bottles because.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
That was a rookie mistake.
Yeah. God.
Like, I'm ashamed of myself. That's my confession.
You're better than that.
I'm an idiot.
Can you not come in this studio and bring more wine?
Yeah. That is like rude. I showed up with one bottle. That is rude. Okay. So we're going to get real deep with these questions. They're very riveting.
I bet. Why isn't Wells the Bachelor? What's happening with Danielle?
Are you single?
Are you single? Here's my number.
Why do you wear beanies year round? That is one of them.
I know. I saw that one. I'll answer that one.
Oh, right. Because it's on Twitter. So I guess you can see it.
Yeah, I can see
it. Okay. Answer that. I'm going to find. Wait, who said it? I don't know her last name. Her name was Amanda. She wants to know why you wear beanies year round.
Okay. So I have really, really curly hair.
Okay.
Like Brillo pad. Bad.
What? Really?
Yeah, really, really curly hair.
Why don't you rock an afro?
I mean, like when you watch Paradise, you'll see it's like my hair in Paradise is as long as it is now.
Yeah, like Monica down. From Friends.
Yeah. But in Paradise, it was so humid and hot that it just looked like my normal hair. Mm-hmm. My hair is like really, really curly. And so what I found was that if I wear my beanie, like after I get out of the shower, it like
straightens
just keeps it straight. And then they don't have to like put any product in it or whatever.
Well, I'm not gonna lie to you. Your hair right now is not straight, and you're wearing a beanie.
I know.
It's very curly.
I didn't even know what it looks like. I'm gonna do this thing.
It looks like you got a perm, maybe.
No,
but like a really bad one.
Well, yeah, I know. It's so it goes kind of Kramer-y.
Oh, you're very Kramer-y. Like, you're right.
Hey, buddy, hold on. Let me see.
It is very Kramer-y.
This is why I'm not the Bachelor, guys. By the way,
it's the hair.
They were like, seriously.
Seriously? Maybe you could have just got like one of those straight perms where they like, you can do that.
I don't want to do that.
You're like, I'll stick to the beanies. They look cool.
I just, you know, the guy that does like the wardrobe, Carrie.
Yes.
His name?
Carrie Fettman. Yeah. Love him.
This is a guy that like does like all the wardrobe for the bachelors and bachelorettes and stuff. I imagine that like when they're like talking about all this stuff, I can just see Carrie coming in being like, his hair is unreasonable.
Yeah.
No way can he be the Bachelor.
Yeah, I could see him doing that. Kelly, I always butcher people's last name. Earman, I'm going to say.
Oh, Earman.
You know what I do?
What?
If something like Earman, it's like spelled Earman.
Yeah.
I always like to like do the opposite of what it is. So I would be
Man
like.
Man ear?
No. So no. I'd be like Kelly, like toe woman. Or like nose woman. You know, like I flip it.
Yeah.
So if something's like.
You are insane.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's how my brain works. Like it doesn't. You know, did you watch my season of Bachelorette?
A little bit.
Did you see when this guy Ian like totally.
My sister loves you, by
really?
The way.
Really? Oh,
yes.
Hi. What's her name?
Maurice. Well, the girl that I was, my sister that I was living with at the time.
Yeah.
Was like, oh, she's the best. She's like Aww. Cool and edgy and got tattoos and like doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. There's Marisa. She loves you.
I like her.
Yeah.
But I always flip. Is that what I was saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always flip things. So like I'm trying to think of something like Kid Rock. I would call him Adult Sand. I love doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Ian from my season. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, I'm not here for fart jokes and you're very surface level. And I was like, I fucking love a good fart joke.
Yeah.
Like. I was like, oh, that's too bad that you don't like fart jokes. This is never going to work.
Yeah, God.
But yeah, so anyways, Kelly Earman, so Kelly knows.
Toe woman.
Woman.
Yeah.
Wants to know your taco topping of choice. Is this like a thing for you? You like tacos?
Yeah.
What are you, a basic girl?
Yes.
Do you eat them on Tuesdays? You wear shirts with tacos on them?
First of all.
And say, let's talk about it?
No. First of all, I do have a shirt, but it's for charity.
Okay, I
Dick,
can make fun of that.
That
damn it.
It says Taco Saves Lives, and it goes to the Nashville Humane Association.
Fine.
So I'm trying to save puppies.
Okay.
But yes, I do love tacos, not just on Tuesdays.
Okay, every day.
Every day.
Okay, so you're not that basic. And you're doing it for charity, which is fine.
Yeah.
I respect that. Okay, what's your taco topping of choice?
Cilantro.
Really?
Yes, and
big
I realize.
Big cilantro guy.
And that, I know, is controversial because some people, like one in four people, think that cilantro tastes like soap. It's like a scientific fact.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, Chipotle.
Oh yeah.
If you're not gonna have
they don't have cilantro
available, that needs to be on the front door. All right. I need to know that coming.
Yeah, because cilantro lovers are like a real thing.
Yeah.
And you either people always say you either love it or hate it, but I'm one of those weirdos in the middle where I like it.
Yeah.
But I don't. If it's on it or on that. Yeah,
it.
I'm indifferent. But yeah. I feel like people are like, with cilantro, it's like you either love it or hate it. But I'm that weirdo in the middle.
I hear you. But yeah, cilantro for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big into it.
Big cilantro guy.
Cilantro is like the bologna.
So, I was just going to say. So what do you think about cilantro on your bologna sandwiches?
Oh, man. I'm all about it.
Somebody by the name of Potato Head, who I think is a big fan, because they're like the Twitter egg.
Mm-hmm.
And they seemed to tweet a lot at you. But. They would like to know facts about you that would shock Bachelor Nation. Like
the bologna thing?
Yeah, shocking. I mean, that was really shocking.
Yeah.
Like, can you actually make a margarita? Do you know how to bartend?
I was a good bartender.
Okay.
I think I was an okay bartender.
Okay.
The beautiful thing about Paradise was, by the way, I bartended in like college and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that was like my, I was like, yeah, I could do it.
Yeah.
The beautiful thing about Paradise is that all those people are so self-indulgent
yeah.
that they want to look great, as you should, by the way. If you have
yes.
cameras on you, you should,
right.
you want to look good. So they all drank the most basic of bitches drinks.
Oh, like skinny margs?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I made probably three margaritas.
Really?
I probably cracked seven beers, and five of them were for me. No joke.
What?
And when I was on Paradise,
I gained
all...
10 pounds on my season
really?
Just from drinking because I was like, I don't give a shit.
You might as well. Like, I get, like, I was the bachelor in Paradise for technically 8 days, but 5 days on the show.
Yeah.
And I got to see what it was like to be you.
Yeah.
And so there's this producer named Louie, and I remember making a joke being like, I want to make a PSA as to why no one should want to be the bachelor because it's the worst job in the world.
It actually is so difficult.
I was like, you never sleep.
No, never.
You never sleep. You really,
constantly hurting people and disappointing everybody.
Everyone's upset at you.
Yeah.
Everyone's always like, come on, let's do an interview over here.
Yeah.
And then you got to go and do that thing. And then you get to the point where you get run down a little bit and you're like, I'm just going to come across as like a prick if I go have a conversation with somebody.
And then you're so broken that you're like, what do you need me to do and say? I'll do anything. Just let me sleep after this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did it for 8 days.
Yeah.
I filmed for 8 days. I went on 3 dates and 4 days and had two rose ceremonies. And I remember when I was doing it, I was like, give me my phone. And they, of course they wouldn't. I was like, I need to text JoJo and be like, I'm so sorry for ever saying anything mean about you because your life effing sucked for 2 months.
It really is so hard. I'm glad that you say that. I wish a lot of people could look at it that way because it really takes a toll and you cannot please everybody. Like you can't. In fact, you're just constantly disappointing everybody.
Of course.
And all of America.
And yourself, too, because you're like, what did I sign up for? You know?
Exactly. It's a tough gig. It seems so glorious. And like if you had asked me 5 years ago, I'd be like, that would be like a dream.
Yeah.
Fast forward into like even just being on The Bachelor and seeing that world or that side of it like as a contestant, I was like, wait, this is hard.
Yeah.
Like this is messed up. And then being the lead and knowing even more behind the scenes and everything that goes into it and what you're doing, I'm like, I remember being like, I want to call Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing and be like, dude, that was when Ben saw me after he was The Bachelor and I had let him go. He was like, I have so much respect for you for what you've done. And I'm like, I knew you would feel that way.
Yeah.
A small part of me, I know I said I would die inside if Sean was The Bachelor. A small part of me would love if he could be The Bachelor and see actually how hard it was.
Would you go back on if he was The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, you ain't getting rid of me. I'll find you. Seriously, though. Not happening. Okay. Couple more questions.
Okay.
Ash wants to know how you got into The Bachelor world. Did your sister sign you up?
No, my brother. So I'm the youngest of five.
Okay. Oh, nice.
And where are you in the sibling thing?
Youngest of two.
Okay. My oldest brother, who's like one of my best friends.
Yeah.
He lives out in L.A. He was like a model and an actor, and he's like the good-looking guy in our family. And
he's Eric from Boy Meets World.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what I'm picturing.
And he's like super gregarious and like everyone loves him. He's just like that guy. And someone like a casting director approached him and was like, hey, dude, I've been watching you for the past hour. Like everyone loves you. Like this is weird. You need to be on this show. And then so like he started doing the process.
Yeah.
And right at the end, he was like, I met this girl. I don't want to do that. Yeah. I don't want to be The Bachelor. But this is a testament to like my brother.
Yeah.
He's a guy that like never loses friends, which I'm like the worst at that.
Yeah.
Like I will just write people off.
Yeah.
I need to work on it. Anyways, like 3 years down the road, or it was 7 years down the road, I got dumped, and it was like kind of like an old whole ordeal, and like everyone in my family felt bad for me, and my brother was like, "Do you want to go on The Bachelorette?" And at the time, I was doing this radio bit where I'd go to casting calls for commercials, so I'd be so like if this was our radio show, I'd be like. You'd be like my co-host, and you'd be like, what do you got going on today? I'd be like, oh, my God, I got a Meow Mix commercial today. I got a callback on a Meow Mix commercial. I'm really excited
to do that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I'd go to it, but, like, the whole radio bit was that I would always fail.
Yeah.
And then so I'd come back the next day, and they'd be like, how did the Meow Mix thing go? And then I'd be like, oh, I didn't get it. I just don't know what happened. And then I'd tell a story and, like,
this
silly radio bit.
Yeah.
So when this all got brought to me, I was like, oh.
Yeah, game on.
This is going to be the greatest radio fodder in the history.
Yes.
I was so excited. I was like, they're never going to pick me. Like, I'm like this hipster, skinny dork from Nashville. Like, they're never going to pick me. So I went into it like that.
Yeah.
Like, my first audition was like, I don't give an F.
Yeah.
And they loved it. And they were like, okay, you got to go to this thing. So then I had to go do another thing. And then they're like, all right, you got to go to LA. And then I did that. And I kept doing the thing where I was like, I'm never going to get this. So I just want to play it like I don't give a F.
And then you started giving a couple Fs.
There's like the last interview. You don't know it's your last interview. But they do that thing in front of all the producers.
Oh, I know. Isn't that the worst?
Well, and
Sean got naked.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I got offended. It was kind of funny. So I was wearing this jean jacket, which I still wear, and that has all these pins on it.
Yeah.
And they kept on making fun of my pins.
Yeah.
And
they meant something to you.
Yeah. And I was like, they were like, what's the deal with the pins? And I was like, these are my 14 pieces of flair, dude. And that's like an office space reference.
Yeah.
So they're like, what? And I was like, well, so like one was like a Wilco pin. And it's a band I like a lot. And I was like, well, that's a band, but you guys probably never heard of them because you guys are all like sucking Justin Bieber's whatever. And then so it was like
toes.
Toes, yeah. Which who wouldn't?
Yeah.
So it was like a lot. I probably would too. I got annoyed. I was like, how dare you question my coolness? All right.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are producers on The Bachelor. Do not think you're above me.
Yeah.
That's how it went.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they were like, dude. We love you. And I was like, really? I was so rude to you guys.
You're like, oh, you like that, huh?
I was like, oh, okay.
Where that came
Maybe
from.
Maybe just slapped around a little bit.
Okay. That's funny.
And that's how I got on The Bachelor.
Hmm.
The Bachelorette. And I remember walking into that room because they were watching on that TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have that chair right in front of the TV. And they're like, have a seat.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
it's crazy.
My God.
I know.
And they're like, hey, we were just watching you. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, hey, about that 5 minutes ago. I didn't mean it.
I didn't know that like, this was like, a thing.
I know. I remember sitting in that room. It was like 8 a.m. and I had a mimosa and I was in like a tight ass sparkly dress, full blown hair and makeup. And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? I should have walked in like sweats.
Yeah.
Because that's me.
Yeah, but it worked for you though.
It did.
Like
somehow.
I came in there like looking normal.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's good. They probably saw me and was like, "Oh, she's gonna be good TV," and then ended up being like, "Oh,
we love her."
Well,
and then Snapchat happened,
and then they hated
me. Screwed it all up.
Okay, last question is from me.
Okay,
how did you get out of the limo to meet her, and how did you exit?
So I got out.
Yeah.
I
have to old school movie quote.
Yeah.
Remember when he's like, hey, is that cheese? And they're like, oh, yeah, cheese. And then they're like, didn't we lock you in a dumpster? And he's like, yeah, I got out. That just reminded me of
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah. Go on. You got out.
So I got out. I took a step. I was wearing great socks that night. And she was like, oh, look at those socks.
Okay.
And so I got out. And then I did like the self-deprecating thing that I do all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, you are so far out of my league. It's ridiculous.
Oh, is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Oh, that's your move?
As I was walking up to her.
Yeah.
And she was like, no. And then I was like, hey, I'm Wells. And she was like, Wells? Like, because that's a weird name, obviously. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, Wells. So I gave her a hug. And I was like, hey, obviously you don't know me, but I'm a radio DJ, so music's like really important to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like the best way to tell someone how you feel is through like music and songs.
Yeah.
So I brought some friends with me.
Yeah.
And then she was like, wait, what's about to happen? And I yell out like, hey, you guys ready? Or so I say something like that.
Yeah.
And that's when All For One, the band that sings.
What?
And I swear.
Yeah, of course. I like how you held your one side of your earphones like you were them.
Like
you really channeled your inner.
All For One?
All For One.
So then they come out and they sing the song.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they sing I Swear.
How do I not remember this?
I don't know.
Maybe I went to fill up my wine at that point.
That
in
was
the show.
When it was. I was the second to last guy. And so I remember it was like Chad being like, no one's impressed me yet. And then then they show mine.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like Jordan being like, I think Wells kind of won the night. But then he like made out with her that night. So like we all knew that he had won the night. But anyways, so then they start singing and then they cut it out. But I was like, you want to dance? And then we danced for a little bit. And it was like
this really cute
thing. And then but they also cut out, which was really badass that I wish they had kept, was the band followed me around everywhere I went that night. So if I'd been in a conversation, they'd be behind me. And then if like I was annoyed by the conversation or like I thought that like they could add something to it, I would be like, sing, guys. And they start
Nuh-uh.
Singing behind me.
They cut that out?
Yeah. And then they show it when I go talk to her like a little bit later.
Yeah.
She was like, what's the deal with this? And I was like, yeah, these guys just follow me around. Like, this is a thing. Like, if you go to Subway, like, they're going to be there and be, like, talking and singing about sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, that's weird that they cut that out. That's really funny.
There was so much stupid stuff that went on that first night.
Yeah. Yes, I do know.
Yes.
They had to make mine two nights.
I know. Because you had another girl there, right?
I had to compete.
I know.
To be.
That was a bad decision, I think.
Terrible. It did not land well with anybody. And, like, we were in, like, 2015 where, like women, we've already made a comeback.
Yeah.
You don't do that anymore. We should probably wrap this up, right? It's, like, 2 hours now.
What's your longest podcast ever?
Like, an hour. You guys still out there?
Is anybody – or are we just talking to nobody right now?
Well, whatever. As long as I see
– I'm entertained.
As long as I see a paycheck. I don't care.
Wait, what do I get out of this?
Well, we're going to pump your tires for your podcast.
All right. Cool.
You get more listeners on your podcast.
That's what I need.
So if anybody's still out there, listen to –
Your Favorite Thing
your
Podcast.
Your Favorite Thing Podcast.
With Wells and Brandy.
How did you meet Brandy?
Same group of friends.
Oh, okay.
We were set up, actually.
Oh.
Years ago.
Oh.
And I think we both were like, we're not each other's type.
No, but you became friends.
Yeah. She's awesome.
That's
actually
cool. I'm excited to meet her. I'm excited to be on your podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on my podcast.
Anytime. Anytime you want to burn 2 hours on a podcast, I got you, girl.
Also, if we did have another bottle of wine, this podcast would have went longer.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a good thing that we ran out.
Yeah.
This was like a very what's the word I'm looking for? Like, this is what happens at the end of podcasts after all. And I'm like, what is that word I'm looking for? Like, it set me up for, like, I don't have to do another day.
Yeah.
I can just shut up, Kaylin, whatever. I'm done.
Yeah, it was just, you're good. You're good for like.
Bye, 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 bye.
I'll tell you what, though. Your podcast, it's the baloney, man.
You know what? Right back at you.
Yeah.
You know what? You're the baloney.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, well, wrap it up.
We done?
Yeah.
Tell me when.
I feel like I need to say, if you guys don't want to miss an episode, then please download the Podcast One app and subscribe on Apple. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm going to be doing something very exciting. check out the exclusive AMA on the Podcast One app. And if you download the Podcast One app in the App Store, I'm going to go on October 29th at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can send me questions and I'm going to be talking live to everybody on the app. So that's
what,
cool.
What app is it?
Podcast One.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Are you?
No, I'm not going to listen.
I knew. That's why I called you out. Okay, I'm Caitlin Bristow, and I will see you next Tuesday.
I'm kind of drunk.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Download or listen to new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. Now, if you're hearing my voice, it means you like podcasting. And if you like podcasting, well, then you're going to love my show. Lots of funny segments, good bits, great guests, and of course, moi. That's Mexican for me. So check it out at Podcast One, iTunes, or wherever you listen to fine podcasts. The Adam Carolla Show. Throw it on your phone. It's free.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save.